Peace River North Liberal MLA Pat Pym has a message for his own party. Don't raise the carbon tax. Pym made the pitch in a change.org petition, and he says if the province's Climate Action Committee successfully lobbies for a series of raises, by 2050, carbon tax on a household's natural gas bill on some rural homes will be $3,600. For more on this story, Pat Pym joins us from Victoria. Hi, Pat.
Well, hi, Audrey. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Pat, why did you decide to start an online petition?
You know, that's an interesting question. Like you say, most politicians don't do this sort of thing. But as you're aware, the Climate Leadership Team has, they've been doing a report. They've gotten together, basically for the Climate Action Plan 2.0 or whatever we want to call it. And you know, I submitted into that process a while back. And, I thought it was a good open process and that sort of thing, and they're looking for ideas. And, you know, they've generated 32 different recommendations, and, now they're asking for input into whether they got the recommendations right or how people feel about it. So after that process was done, I happened to notice just last week that there was a big news article that came out that 130 businesses we're also promoting to have the carbon tax increased to $350 by 2050. And I've got a 2-year-old grandson that will be 36 years old in 2050, and so it really got me thinking. So I started checking around my community, and I couldn't find anybody that wanted to see an increase like that. So I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to start a petition and just get some input and actually see how it goes, and then actually take and submit that into their process. So that's what I did. I started this petition, and up to date now we're at about 700 submissions to it.
And what are you going to do with these submissions?
What I'm going to do is the Climate Action Team, they've extended their date for comments to their recommendations until April the 8th. So on April 7th or something like that, I'm going to download all the petition and take it and send it over to the team to have a look at and just see what some of the folks in rural British Columbia have to think about their recommendations.
Why submit it that way? Why not just bring it up? You're a part of the government already.
Well, you know what? We always talk about different things. We talk. We have caucus meetings, but this particular thing happened when we were 2 weeks away from Victoria. And this is a very limited time, a little limited process. So I wanted to get it into the system so that my constituents have a voice in this, as long as my businesses and industry, in fact, if they want to participate.
The petition says increases to the carbon tax will, quote, price rural residents to death and kill all of our industry. What proof do you have that those two things will happen if the tax goes up?
Well, number one, right now we have a $30 per ton carbon tax. That equates on my natural gas heating bill during the course of the year, and I did my math on my bill, and I was about $330 per year that I pay carbon tax on my natural gas heating bill. So, if you multiply that by 12 times, which $350 takes you to, that equates to, you know, well over $4,000 a year. So that's the math on that. Right now at $30 per ton, we have a 7 cent per liter charge, carbon tax charge on your diesel fuel and gasoline for your car. If you take that times by 12, you're looking at about 84 cents per liter carbon tax on a liter of gasoline. So that's what I based those comments on, and if it goes from $30 to $350, that's an increase of 12 times. So it's just simple math.
Well, the petition is looking all the way forward to 2050, and could we not argue that it isn't simple math? By that point, shouldn't we have reduced our reliance on fossil fuels anyways and lessening the blow of a higher tax on households?
Well, I don't know if you will or not. You know, I live in rural British Columbia. It's pretty cold out there, and everybody that I know basically heats their home with natural gas. So, you know, maybe everybody would be off the grid by then, but I kind of doubt that. You know, I think that would be a pretty big assumption to make, and it's not one that I think is actual or realistic. So I'm not going to make that assumption.
The carbon tax is just one piece of this plan, and the Climate Leadership Committee is also recommending cutting the PST by 1 point to help offset carbon tax increases. And it would also eliminate the PST on business and industry electricity rates. So are you not in favor of those ideas?
Well, you know, I can't figure out what the linkage to PST is. And I look at a company like Teck, for example, is a fairly substantial mining company. Right now they pay $52 million a year in carbon tax. And if we take that and multiply it by 12 times, that's going to be $680 million by 2050. First off, I don't think they can afford to pay $680 million. I think they're going to be out of business. So that's what I would base that on. Same as Spectre Energy right now. They pay $72 million a year. By 2050, we're going to be up in the $875 million range. So are those realistic numbers that we can look at? I don't think they are. I don't think our industries right now can afford one extra dollar in carbon tax, and I certainly don't want to see British Columbia get any further ahead than the rest of North America than what we are right now. I think we have to maintain that linkage. We have to be able to keep the competitive ground in order, and that's what I'm hoping to get that message out.
Pat, what have your fellow Liberal MLAs said about this petition?
You know, we haven't talked about it that much. This is something that I did all on my own, and you know, I put it out there, and I guess if there's any fallout, I'll have to deal with that. At this point in time, I haven't heard anything from anybody.
Well, thank you very much, Pat Pym.
Thank you very much.
Pat Pym is the Liberal MLA for Peace River North. What do you think about this story? Is Pym right? Should the carbon tax stay static, or does it need a boost? Leave us a voicemail at 1-855-222-5775 or email us at radiowest@cbc.ca.